Madame la Présidente.
Madam Chair, thank you very much for the report on the evaluation. The report addresses at the same time some thoughts about the evaluation services and their development and the assessments that were carried out, as well as what has been learned. I would like to share some of the thoughts that we hope will prove to be useful in this regard. First, we would like to underscore the importance that we set by the evaluation instrument as an organizational management assessment tool. Are the means deployed by the HRC comparable to those of other agencies? And are they, especially, the right ones? It is a tool that is at the same time strategic and operational, one that allows us to provide significant information for accountability on the results attained, to learn from the information and to learn lessons, and then to guide decisions on the aspects that have been considered, as well as the management system. Given that the ACR does not work in an isolated fashion, it is important to ensure that the evaluations be carried out jointly with partners and that they are involved systematically. Hence, we should also ensure that these partners are part of the efforts to learn from the experiences and draw lessons. Is that the case systematically or only in the one case mentioned in the reports? When the results of various types of assessments are described, it would be advisable to expressly present the various dimensions of accountability of the lessons learned and of the strategic reorientation. The link with the annual report system of the HCR can be strengthened by including quantitative reports, and above all, the qualitative reports of the HCR's evaluation office about the results that have been attained. We must also ensure that the learning is broadly discussed and spread across the management system within the internal knowledge of the organization, as well as the various external partners. Nothing is said about the importance of the various modalities for external communication when it comes to the results of the assessment. The annual report of the HCR should also have explicit mention of the change of the strategic framework that result from the evaluation. Improving the response system of the HCR to the recommendations, as well as that the follow-up on their implementation, are noteworthy. Regarding the assessments for 2024 and those projected beyond, they should be reviewed in light of the outcome of the MOPAN evaluation of the HCR, which is expected for the end of 2023. The MOPAN will show us in which area the HCR has further potential for improvement. The recommendations on future assessments of the HCR will allow us to better consider the challenges and to better define measures to make improvements in that area. They could specifically come from the evaluation that is expected on decentralization and regionalization of HCR. In the medium term, other assessments will allow us to assess the progress made in areas that have been identified by the MOPAN. Thank you.